Of hearing the Lord, and this is just a short, brief thing. We're going to say what we know and what we don't know, and just I want to introduce this as Shem Hatfield, and he's with the Hatfield clan. It's fun to say that with that name that's set over to our right, and go ahead, Shem.
Well, good morning. I just want to read real quick. I was reading this morning, Jeremiah chapter 23. It's a pretty heavy chapter, just a couple of verses. God speaking through Jeremiah says, "The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" And then several places he's talking here about the false prophets who are who have the vision of their own heart and speaking things, saying, I have dreamed, speaking lies, basically. And God says, "I did not send them or command them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all." So that's sobering for me to read. Last Sunday, I had a dream. And I've always kind of struggled with dreams and the visions and everything. I've had frequent conversations with the Lord about it, about what's going on here. Is this from you? Is this not from you? Learning to, I guess, discern between the chaff and the wheat. I'm still in the process of learning to discern all that. But last week I had a dream. The dream was, in the dream I was a teacher, and just loved it, soaking it up. I was teaching little kids, which is weird for me because I've always had a strong desire to teach. For a while I was planning on going to to college to get a some sort of degree in teaching, secondary education. I planned on teaching high school or maybe even going to a seminary to teach Bible classes. I just love teaching, especially teaching the Bible, but always have had a desire to teach kind of older age, high school, college. So yeah, in the dream, I'm kind of, and in this dream, it's weird, I'm praying in the dream this whole time as I'm watching things going on. I'm having this kind of conversation with the Lord about what's going on, trying to discern everything. And anyways, I'm a teacher teaching little kids. I don't know exactly the age, but I just know they were little kids, and so I'm asking God in this dream, why are they kids? I want to teach older people. I want to teach college age and high school. And anyways, yeah, in the dream, just, just so strong on my heart and so just the joy there and the, oh, man, yeah, I can't really explain it. Just it was really good, really good. So I wake up, and just for about an hour and a half or so, laying in bed and just talking to the Lord about this, it's just burning on my heart, you know, thinking, okay, do I need to go back to college, get some sort of teaching degree to do this? There's so much joy in that dream. I want to be able to teach. So anyway, I go to Jacob as well about an hour later, and Levi Kepler calls me aside and says, "Hey, Shem, do you have any interest in teaching kids?" And I'm like, why? And, apparently, several of the guys have been praying about some stuff, which I guess maybe I'll let you share now.
Well, I'll just, yeah. Basically, we've got a little gap in our Sunday school and our equipping for elementary age kids. We've got nursery and various things. We've got Levi doing youth here and at nights, and we are big into discipling adults, but we've got this gap in these elementary, near junior high kids. And so we have been talking about in staff meetings and praying, and we just ask the Lord, Lord, lay it on specifically someone's heart, speak to them, because we don't know how to figure out a program and recruit and that kind of thing, and so speak to them. And so we did that about a month ago, 2 weeks to a month ago, and then this story happened. And so Levi had come and to my house the night before, and I was saying, hey, have you ever thought about anybody teaching here, da-da-da, how about Shem? We thought about him, and this is the day before he has the dream the next night, and Levi said, "Well, I'll go talk to him." And again, then what happened there. So
right.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it. I mean, again, just with my kind of struggles and frequent conversations with the Lord about dreams and visions and all that, I probably would have just written the dream off and said it was neat, cool. But then, I guess as a Christian, I don't really have the luxury to believe in coincidence at times. Yeah, he's sovereign. He knows what he's doing. And so I guess that's where we're at. You know as much as we know now, and just praying through it.
That's right. So we're believing the Lord. Good job. Nice job. We wanted to give you that testimony just more around just listening to the Lord. The Lord speaking, having timing. The other part of this is that Shem and I met, I can't remember, about a month ago or so, and he just has a real craving to serve. And here, there's a lot of people serving and doing a lot of things, and he's been in some places where he's really needed, other churches where there's not as many servants, and has risen up and done. He's like, okay, what do I do with all these people who are strong and serving? And I, you know what? And so we just talked a lot about him being in relationship with Jesus and going strong and pressing in, and that the Lord would manifest and would appoint him and would raise him up at the right time. And so we just thought it was a cool deal that the Holy Spirit, we wait on the Lord, we let him develop things, and we don't know what the next steps are on this. We think that possibly on a Sunday morning, we're going to start to have kind of a time, but we're going to say what we know when we know it. And what we know now is that there's been kind of a cool speaking and some confirmations around some things, and we have a disciple in our midst that's saying yes to that. So that's kind of exciting. Just want to share that with you.